And by the way, most times the Mets insider report in the top of fourth innings is presented by Newsday.
That's right.
AWOL. There wasn't really that much breaking news today anyway, so that's okay. We'll get him the next time. Wilmer Flores hits the first pitch on the ground, a short backhand pickup and a drop by Simmons, but he recovers by throwing a BB across the diamond to get him. One pitch, one out. Simmons is the one guy that can outrun that particular drop.
Yeah, he's won two gold gloves in a row, and he may have a few more before he's done. And who was delinquent? Now, I had totally forgotten about it, but somebody's playing hooky.
I didn't forget. I kept looking over my left shoulder after about every second pitch, thinking at any point the door's going to swing open, and just like Lenny and Squiggy, it'll be, hello. But
is Carrig here?
Apparently not. Maybe he's working on breaking news. The pitch to Siciliani, left-hand batter, a strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. Well, actually, I just got a text from Carrig, and I think he's concerned that nobody came in today.
Is he concerned at the 8th tee?
0-1 pitch is on the outside corner, nothing and two. No, I mean, he's got the day off. It's not his
right,
fault.
Right, right.
It's possible the left hand didn't talk to the right hand. It happens. They'll represent tomorrow. We'll grill them extra special tomorrow. 0-2 pitch, a curve for Miller Lowe, 1-2.
Oh, somebody's going down tomorrow. Get away with this.
It's an outrage.
Really? I take it personally.
We can't have this.
Oh. And hey, we can make this old-timers day. I'll call in Joe Gergener, you know, one of the great former Newsday columnists. See what he thinks.
Well, you know, it's funny because there are some days where there's so much breaking Mets news. You really want to have more than just a half an inning to get through it. But, you know, this is just kind of a... It's not a lazy Sunday. It's a Saturday. I get that, but...
Don't let him off the hook.
I'm a team player. Pitch to Dilson Herrera. He shows bunt. He takes the strike on the outside, nothing and one.
Yeah, but you play for this team. When they walk into this door, they're coming into the furnace.
Braves have five runs. The Mets have three. And we're only through three innings. About to play the fourth. And a time for the top of the fourth. Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Joining us here in the booth, back from parts unknown, Mets beat reporter for Newsday, Mark Carrig. And as he steps into the booth, another chance to practice how to pronounce Boltanevich. The pitcher batting against Dylan G, who misses up and in 1-0. Let's start with Dylan G, Mr. Carrig. He's finally got the opportunity he's craving here, back in the rotation just for a moment. Not going real well yet. 1-0 pitch. He is down the middle for a strike, 1-1.
Probably going to have to start getting a little better if he wants to keep getting these opportunities. And obviously the Mets have some choices, so... They're going to need some performance out of Dylan.
1-1 delivery, swinging a foul tip at the plate, 1-2.
That or these spot starts start going to somebody else.
I was going to ask you if that's an option. I mean, the Mets are putting it out there that, hey, even though it's a five-man, not a six-man rotation, there will be opportunities for pitchers to get one of those spot starts along the way. 1-2, swing a little dribbler up near first, it's foul, keeping the count at 1-2. Actually, the ball's starting to boomerang back a little bit now, but finally does roll to a stop in foul ground. Who else could the Mets consider? I mean, obviously, Steven Matz is coming at some point, but is there another guy that we're not thinking of that could be a spot starter besides Dylan G?
I think it is Steven Matz, honestly. I think that would be the most likely scenario at this point. They've been waiting for a place to stash him up here, and if G keeps pitching that way, there will be an opening.
Pitch is swung on and missed by Boltanevich, and Dylan G, needing a strong inning right here, gets the first out.
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility at all that Matz could come up should the need arise to make a spot start. And however he does, just go right back down to Las Vegas. You can do that.
I agree. I think that's definitely something that's on the table. I mean, Matz has done nothing but, you know, show that he's ready for this. And frankly, with the spot starts that G has had so far, he really hasn't shown that he deserves to keep getting those chances right now. So he's in a vulnerable position for sure.
Chatting with Mark Carrig of Newsday, and Jairus Familia obviously quite missed yesterday, Mark. He's back, so we're told anyway, right? Terry Collins said before the game they're planning on using him. The 0-1 delivery on its way. A bunt up near third base. It hugs that chalk line, now called foul at the last moment, nothing and two.
Yeah, pretty exciting times for that guy right now. Obviously, Friday night while he was pitching in the game, his son was born.